Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the special edition of the Strang Report, the podcast to inspire you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that you're going to do that today as you listen to my guest, Johnny Enlow, who is right. He's been right at the tip of the spear with some of the stuff that's been going on. He was one of the very first to articulate the vision about seven mountains. And not long ago, he wrote a book called End of the World as We Know It. I want to find out what he means by that, especially in light of all the fraud that apparently went on with this election and with, you know, whether or not who's going to be inaugurated on January 20th is actually still in the air. So you don't want to miss this interview. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and welcome to Johnny Enlow. You and I have known each other maybe since the 1980s. So, you know, professionally, we've kind of grown up together, and it's just been interesting to see how God has opened up all these doors for you and you know, given you such a word for our nation at this time. So welcome to my podcast. I know you're extremely busy, so thank you for fitting it in. So let me start by asking, what do you mean by the end of the world as we know it?
Well, first of all, Steve, so good at connecting with you via this means. Well, you know, I was asked, the publishers of the book said they're hearing from a lot of people. This was in March of this year, right after the pandemic was announced. And they're saying people are talking into the world, and there's movements and denominations and churches. And what was my prophetic take on it? And I said, well, and out of that came the book. It's the end of the world, but as we know it. And probably the first few sentences, this is what I wrote. This was chapter one, released early this year, right about the pandemic time. Like, no matter what happens over the next few hours and days, everyone remain calm. This is not the end, but only the end of the world as we know it. This is not the beginning of the tribulation, but it's the beginning of a severe tribulation for the corrupt elite. This is not when Christ comes to take us home. It's when Christ is coming to judge advanced evil and establish those who are his and the plan that is his. Here's a couple more sentences. Well, not only is this not the end, but this is barely the beginning of the kingdom age. In this age, the church will learn that the king and his kingdom come together. It's not just about getting eternal security, but about receiving and showcasing his way of doing things in every sphere or mountain of society. I go on to say, we've really just begun this assignment, and we've known to tell about the king and a relationship with the king, but we've not understood how to showcase the kingdom. And we have to understand the king and his kingdom, they come together. You seek them both first. You know, seek first the kingdom, and you have to love the king above everything else, and they're inseparable. They're like a candy cane, red and white. The king and his kingdom come together, and it's time. It's showtime for kingdom, and that's what we were entering into even when the COVID announcements were coming.
Wow, this is so encouraging, and it you know, the way you explain it makes so much sense, but it's absolutely opposite what the person might think when they, you know, glance at it. Maybe you did it as a little bit of a play on words, but I want to talk to you about President Trump and the election and what God is saying. Even things that you have reported in other venues. But let's start by just hitting the highlights on this seven mountains. Why don't you tell my listeners what the seven mountains are, you know, how that fits into the kingdom, and then we'll move on to Trump.
Yeah, and so, you know, I wrote what seems to be the first book on the seven mountains, came out in 2008. Actually, you guys published it, Steve, and it's Seven Mountain Prophecy. And the seven mountains are the seven primary spheres of society, and it's biblical. It's Revelation 17, verse 9. It describes, that whole chapter is describing essentially Satan's operating system on planet Earth. It calls her the great harlot. And it goes on in verse 9, it says, and she sits, speaking of the harlot, she sits or lays, depending on what version of the Bible you have, on seven mountains. So it gives us understanding that the enemy has a seven mountain approach, a seven prong approach to doing what he does, which is kill, steal, and destroy. And the seven mountains, in no particular order, are media, the mountain of media, the mountain of economy, the mountain of government, the mountain of education, the mountain of arts and entertainment, the mountain of education, and the one we're most familiar with, the mountain of religion. And that's where we've primarily operated and primarily valued for, you know, decades and really forever. We can say there was a time even when it was thought, seen beyond that, it wasn't properly understood. And so the assignment is to understand that our king, back to this king and his kingdom, he is coming and he's setting up kingdom. He's his rule and reign in every area of society. And so part of the great reveal, the shock, you know, I like to say, yes, a great awakening is on its way, but it's being preceded by the rude awakening. And we're going through the rude awakening right now. And it's how, whether you call them deep state characters, they're ruling and reigning in every area of society. And because the church has prioritized church life instead of mountain lives, instead of life on the mountains, in media and economy, government, etc., I've been saying for a few years that media is the most abandoned mission field on the planet, and it's going to cost us heavily if we do not get a voice of truth there. And we're seeing that right now where people don't even really know what the truth is. And so the big lesson for us moving forward through what's taking place right now, the Lord is really giving us a break. President Trump has won. He won the first time. He's already won this time. We're just watching the permanent coup that's been attempted against them. They're trying again. They will not succeed. The great reveal, both of their treachery and then the further awakening of God's people, is just on its way. He will be the next president. He will be president for the next 4 years. And this is God giving us, you know, a break. He showed me in vision himself moving the top of the seven mountains, just his hand wiping off the seven mountains. And I said, what does that mean? He said, I'm removing the mafia from the top of the mountains. And he said, I could have done this years ago, but y'all were just going to, you know, sing I'll Fly Away, O Glory, and be prepared to leave the planet before doing the assignment that I've given you. And so there was no point in me doing that. Just seven times worse would have been there. He says, but I'm going to expose what's been there so you never let it happen again, because you'll see the consequences of allowing multi-generational darkness to build and build and build root systems. And so I'm doing you this, the freebie, we say. I mean, without him, we can do nothing anyway. But he is literally exposing and taking out, and Trump is his instrument. And Trump, he always uses an instrument for people saying, no, God's going to do it. He doesn't need man. He's always uses man. He always uses an instrument, whether it's David to take out Goliath, Gideon to take out the Midianites, Moses to take the children of Israel into the promised land. He always uses an instrument. To not recognize his instrument is just foolhardy. And so this is where we're at right now, and we're to awaken as never before and never allow what I'll call the mountains of society, the spheres of society, ever to be abandoned again. We must live there Monday, not just have prayer specials for them, not just have prayer assignments for the mountains, but we have to have people in government, in media, in education, and all these family, all these mountains of society. We have to have people who are actually operating boots on the ground, if you want to say, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, receiving and carrying his presence, his solutions, his better way of doing things in every area of society.
Boy, that's so well said. Thank you for that. And, you know, people who've read my books about Trump know that there are numerous prophets going all the way back to 2007, 2008 timeframe who said that Trump would be elected two times. Of course, the media has announced that Trump is the president-elect. Joe Biden has, set up the office of the president-elect, which isn't even a constitutional or legal office, but it's like the culture is saying, in fact, there are a lot of Republicans that are saying to Trump, why don't you be a gentleman and concede? I believe that he's going to be in for two terms. That's what I'm praying. We're doing articles, we're doing podcasts, I'm doing everything I can to encourage people to believe, but you've been saying this a long time too. And why don't you talk about maybe it'll encourage people to what to say or what to do or how to think when they're just bombarded, you know, with all this negativity in the news media and in the culture?
Well, first of all, people have to understand that we are being totally brainwashed, programmed, deprogrammed through media. This has been, this is to be observed for years now, and it's just become never more self-evident. You know, you try to do any kind of notification, you need to, any conversation on the virus or COVID-19, whatever you're putting on social media gets censored, gets knocked off. Anything I put in my Facebook, if I put the word Trump in it, if I put the word COVID-19, it gets knocked off, derailed, pulled, just for having it. There is only a deep state narrative that's allowed. But this is so biblical as well. You know, I've been saying for some time, if we have to understand, the children of Israel lost the promised land for 40 years. They didn't get there for 40 years because they listened to the wrong media. It was a confrontation of truthful media and fake media, and they went with the fake media. And the fake media then, it wasn't even as fake as now, because now they're just making up stuff. The 10 spies actually saw what they said they saw. They just didn't see what the Lord was doing in the midst of it. And so the children of Israel bought into their narrative. You know, that's why media is just huge. Media I can't even imagine a more important mountain, because it sets the narrative that people buy into. And that's what we find now. And it's what's going to be coming out. And for you who know how to do the research behind the scenes and not just go with the gatekeepers of the media distortion, of the 10 spy distortion, if you want to say, or even worse than that, President Trump won by a landslide. It will come out. It is one of perhaps the biggest landslide in the history of the United States. So there's no way this one can be lost. For Christians who say, let him be a gentleman and we'll go at it next time, there is no next time. If we would lose this election, there would be no next election. This is the last chance in order to interrupt this cycle of corruption. They would then be locked in for good. They were almost locked in for good. They didn't think they could be ousted even now. But we must contend, fight for this election, both in the spirit, in the natural, in every way possible. We must awaken, because this is it. But this is why the Lord brought him to bring freedom to us at this time. But if you cannot hold on to an election where you won in a landslide, then why does anybody think? There's people been saying, even believers, maybe he's supposed to come back in 2024. There would be zero chance of coming back in 2024, because if you do not eradicate the whole corrupt system, the electoral corruption, the dominion, what a word, dominion software. And I, as you know, Steve, I'm involved in many other nations as well, interact with government people in nations. I've been watching elections being stolen around the world. That's why this is not just a national thing. This is a global thing. This system has to be exposed before the world. It has to be eliminated, eradicated, because there has been no true democracy on the planet. And that's what's being revealed. That's what's being exposed. And that's what's about to change. But believe me, President Trump has won. He will be confirmed. He will be established. And the longer it delays getting there, the more exposures. It's going to be an avalanche of exposures. Whole world is going to change. We will be known as before this election and after this election. Before 2020, after 2020. This is what the Lord told me when he first told me about Trump and in 2016, March 6, 2016, when I wasn't sure he was supposed to win. In fact, I was like, no, I was literally seeing the vision where he was showing me Trump winning. And I was going, oh, no. And the Lord said, he is going to set you free. He's going to deliver you from things you do not know you need to be delivered from. And your nation will be known as before Trump and after Trump. The whole world will be known as before Trump and after Trump. And I've tried to give you all a clue just by putting a man whose name is Trump. God hath gone up with the sound of the trump, as it says in Psalm 47. Anyway, I can get fired up there, Steve. But
well, and also in Thessalonians, where it talks about the trump of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, it is an interesting name. And You know, I felt like you early on, you know, I thought of Trump in terms of the stereotypes of him being a, you know, a billionaire ladies man from New York, pretty rude and crude. Of course, I found out pretty quickly what he was really like, partly based on the fact that other Christians who I knew and trusted, who obviously had more discernment than I did, people like Don Ori Sr. and Kenneth Copeland, and I'm just thinking of some of those early ones. I documented this in my book, which is why I remember it so well. But I really do believe that the Lord raised him up. And it's good that this corruption is coming out. You know, we've kind of known for years that it was, and, you know, even though I'm a journalist and I've been an observer and been interested in politics really since I was a teenager, but I'm not really an expert on the deep state, you know, partly because I'm not an insider or anything, but I've just had this feeling that something was wrong with both parties. So, you know, my listeners know that for over 20 years I was a Democrat, partly because down here in the South where I live, everybody was a Democrat, you know, when I was growing up. And also the Democratic Party was very different. And I was never that big a fan of the Republican Party. I finally came across because the Democrats just got so far left. And specifically, the thing for me was the pro-life position. But I have never been a fan of the Republican Party. And even in my books, I tell how there was a godly man running for Senate in Michigan, actually a bishop. I know him very, very well. I gave him money. I raised money for him. He would have been a wonderful U.S. senator. And the powers that be and the kind of try to get Republicans elected to the Senate decided they did not want a bishop to represent the Republican Party. You know, he has since left the Republican Party, and I don't blame him. I mean, I saw up close and personal how he was stabbed in the back. There's a whole lot more to the story, of course, than what I'm saying. But I said all that to say that the Republicans are part of the problem. I mean, I supported both of the Bushes, and both of them voted for Hillary, mainly because they were mad that Jeb didn't get in. I mean, what? How petty is that? And it also kind of shows where they're really coming from. I'm so disappointed in them. And And I mean, we could go right down the line. Romney and McCain, I supported both of them, but it's because I thought the alternative was a whole lot worse. And then we get Trump, and everyone talks about how they don't like Trump about this. I actually kind of like his personality. He's a man's man, and he doesn't back down from anything. And he takes on the bullies, and thank God, because you know, there are bullies out there against Christians and conservatives in general. And, you know, our side tends to be nice people that, you know, don't want to be real mean. You know, I hope I don't do this, but, you know, in political circles, when someone's attacked, you know, they try to make peace with the left by slightly moving to the left a little bit, hoping the left will leave them alone. It doesn't work. And now it's culminated. And so we always knew all this stuff was going on. And I wrote a whole chapter in Guide Trump of the 2020 election on how Trump might lose. And the number one reason was fraud. And I actually documented some of the things that were happening. I did not know about the Dominion system. I didn't know about all that, the corruption with the computer programs. I also talked about the fact that our CIA are experts in pulling off coups, and they have pulled off coups in all kinds of countries, you know, where there were supposedly bad actors that we felt shouldn't be in place, and sometimes with some very bad consequences. Saddam Hussein comes to mind, you know, where things got a whole lot worse. Saddam Hussein was horrible, but at least he brought some stability, and so here we have the CIA, this part of the deep state. They know how to pull off a coup. And I think some of the stuff that they're doing is actually stuff that we've used in other countries. You know, the coups would not have been by our CIA alone, but they would have worked with, you know, whoever that country. And, you know, that's not really the purpose of our talk, but I just thought I would make that point. And it's being it's being exposed, like you said. It needs to be exposed. At this point, yeah. I think exposing this is more important even than having Trump in, you know, for the China, the relationship with China or the open borders or not. I mean, all that is important. And yes, the two parties have very different policies. But you know what? We can live with that kind of stuff. We can't live with this kind of election fraud because you're absolutely right. If they win this time and get away with it, this is the new normal. And so how do you think this is going to be exposed? Yes, the Supreme Court may decide and all, but how in the world is the media and the power elites ever going to acquiesce to that? And also, the next thing is about the violence. We've seen what happens when the left doesn't get their way. They go out and start burning buildings and breaking windows. And a lot of people must feel that something's going to happen because the sale of guns has gone through the roof the last 6 months. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, what we're going to see is, first of all, I believe, you know, the Trump administration and military intelligence, they knew this was coming. And so there is essentially a sting operation was put in place. And God also has put a sting operation in it. I don't have time right now, but the book of Nahum is being played out in front of us. And the prophet Nahum, who means comfort, and he's from Elkosh. And the word Elkosh means God the ensnarer. God is ensnared. There's been a whole setup. That's why the evidence is coming out in droves all over there, because there is even more than what's presently been revealed. There is a sting operation. Now, you need to know, I am very involved and have been in government and in governments for a bunch of years now, since the Seven Mountain Book came out. I've met with over 25 heads of state, probably over 1,000 senators, congressmen. I know how government operates and runs in multiple nations. Every week I'm interacting with people in government. We have an office a few blocks from the White House. I am in touch, you know, recently with, I can't even tell you too much, but people very near the top, both advisors and attorneys, lawyers. So I know some stuff that's going on. And I will assure you that, I'll assure you, I believe that we're going to, number one, there's not near as many, it's not a 50-50 divided nation. It's more along 30 to 70% along that route. And they are ready. Trump and the military, they are prepared, for instance, to deal harshly with Antifa. Antifa was allowed to do what they did the first time in order for the nation to wake up. This is what you get when you vote in socialism. This is what you get when you vote in that. So he had the capacity to suppress, but he knew that it was more important for the people to learn the lesson than to suppress it. But once the election has been made clear, it's in Trump's direction, and they show up this time, they are going to be dealt with extremely harshly, and it's going to be a quick shutdown, and there's going to be a fear of law and order that's going to be released in this nation. And so the most peaceful path is definitely going to be President Trump winning. This is not going to happen, but if he didn't win, there are too many tens of millions of patriots already ready that if the theft of the election were successful, there would be the next playing out of the American Revolution. It's not going to happen. One way or the other, there is not going to be an allowance of Biden and his team to run the nation, because it was not done according to Constitution. It was theft. It was fraud. It's in conjunction with China and China influence and millions and really hundreds of millions of dollars. And so both by what I know in the natural, and by what I know from the spirit, the Lord has made it clear to me and to my spirit that he is going to triumph using his instrument, Trump. And, you know, he has faced so many, we'll find out one day in the future, attempts against his life and other things that have been there, but there has been amazing protection on him. For those who can see in the spirit, you understand those who see in the spirit, the level of archangels and angelic armies that are out there are unprecedented. It is the battle of the ages. This is a shift in history that we haven't seen in hundreds of years. We're privileged to live in such a day. It's scary, it's nervy, and we're going to see God do an amazing thing.
Boy, I am so encouraged to hear you say that. You know, it's been interesting to me that many Christian leaders are saying some version of what you're saying, not as well or with the same authority. But, you know, it seems like Christian leaders disagree on, you know, a lot of things. And they seem to be believing that God is really doing something, and in spite of what you read in the media. In fact, I personally have quit watching the media almost entirely because I just don't want to get that in my spirit. And I, you know, if Donald Trump concedes, then I'll figure it's over. But until then, I'm going to believe that something's going to happen. You know, things are way beyond my ability. And I'm just trying to get out the word and encourage people and let people know that there's hope. I had an electrician at the house this week, and he was a Christian young man. And he, you know, he was he's for Trump, and he's just real concerned that, you know, all the, you know, the left is getting away with all this stuff. And he wanted to know what I thought. And I gave my version of what you just said. I said, I'm believing. He was so encouraged, the fact that I hadn't given up hope. You know, not that that really meant that much, but that was just a personal example that happened, you know, in my own life this week. So as we wrap up this podcast, of course, I want people to know how they can get hold of you, how they can get their hand on the end of the world as we know it, how they can get their hands on the Seven Mountains Prophecy, and if they want to connect with you and your ministry, I want to know that. And then I want to just give you the last word on maybe what you can say to Christian people that are listening. I want to encourage everyone, in case I don't think of it at the end of the podcast, share this with friends. The article we put online, the newsletter we send out, share it with friends. We got to get this word out because the media doesn't cover it. Even the secular media, they don't deal with it from the Seven Mountains point of view. They don't deal with it for God exposing corruption. I mean, they may, you know, be concerned about the corruption and everything else, and they, you know, they want the powers that be to deal with it, but they don't do it from a spiritual realm. So how can people get hold of you, and what is your last word?
Yes, so Restore7, that's the number 7.org. Restore7.org is our website. And there we do have, again, our books. They all deal with this subject of Reformation and really Renaissance as well. Seven Mountain Prophecy and Seven Mountain Mantle, Seven Mountain Renaissance. And then our last book is Rise, and it's in conjunction with an app we're about to release the beginning of next year. Rise stands for Reformers Influencing Society Every Day. That app you will open up, and it will, we don't have it, but it's about to be released. It will tell you what mountain you're on. And then it will also be a help for you to connect by mountain and geographically with fellow believers. And so this is a way for, you know, the ecclesia, the church outside of the four walls of the church to arise where they're supposed to arise. And so that is, that's where you can go. And we have, again, other resources. We have a whole 7-hour school on Rise course. And so we strongly recommend that. Johnny and Elizabeth Enloe public page, Facebook. I am almost daily putting something there. We put a lot of perspective and prophetic perspective as well. And so it is somewhere else that you can look to catch up with us. But in closing, you know, I just want to encourage the body of Christ. And you said a lot. You know, you gave somebody hope, and you're like, well, it's not much. Well, hope is a lot. And hope is everything. And really, when you said as well, Steve, about you can't watch the media, you really need to stop it. For those of you who are doing it, if you're listening, I've been warning for a couple of years, the body of Christ, that Fox News is actually, they're controlled, that they are to be used for the very purpose they were used. They act like it's what they call controlled opposition. And so they have, at key moments, they have them turn on you, and so you think they're your friends, and there's some people there that are your friends, but the who runs it is not your friends. And so it is all part of a programming, a brainwashing. And if you're watching CNN, MSNBC, CBS, and then you follow what's even put on, whatever Twitter says is trending is lying. Facebook, they're messing with the algorithms. People behind the scenes, we're getting information. We understand that now. But to a lot of you, it's still a secret. But there's literally a spirit that's being released if you listen to them. And they'll have you back off, again, truth. They'll have you back off truth and believing a lie. When we're on the other side of this, the world is going to be shocked that we even considered giving the election to somebody who won such a minority. The eye test tells you that a guy that can only, and not to knock him, but Biden, candidate Biden, when he could get about 15 people at an event, and Trump could get 100,000 easily just about at any event, even with COVID fear being jammed down the throat of the American people. It tells you this was not close. And then for him to supposedly have won a record 80 million plus for Joseph Biden, that is everything about it. The smell test tells you, and people who believed it for a season later on, you're going to say, how did we fall for that? How did we fall for that? And so don't fall for it. And so the way to prepare yourself is do not, even right now, do not listen to those sources. This is not like one of those things where we're trying to raise somebody from the dead and they're dead and we're in denial. No. He won the election. He got a high percentage. It is a landslide. There is proof. There is evidence. It's already out there, and they're trying to steal it. And they have not stopped for 4 years trying to steal his time as president. And they're going against God. And we're in a Psalm 2 moment. You know, the nations and the kings of the world have conspired against God and his anointed. And he showed me clearly last night, I put it in my Facebook if you want to read it from last night, he is laughing on the floor. And I couldn't have a conversation with the Lord because he's laughing so hard at what the enemy, using their media soldiers, what they're attempting to do and how they're attempting to flood the world with disinformation. And then if you read Psalm 2, he then comes and he speaks strongly. There is a rebuke coming to them. But as soon as he can finish, quit laughing and hurting his stomach so much from laughing at what they're attempting. And so you want to be on the right side ahead of time. You don't want to be after the fact and like, oh my goodness, can you believe we fell for that? So be encouraged in the name of the Lord. Hold the line and contend for truth. Contend for truth at every level, at the personal level, at your regional, county, city, state, nationally, and for every son and daughter of the king. This is not a time to say, oh well, I guess they won, it won. No, you hang in there with truth, because it is clearly what took place. So anyway, I release the encouragement of the Lord on you in the name of Jesus. And thank you for this opportunity to share with you, Steve.
Well, thank you for taking time. What you've said is so interesting, and I'll just say it again. People need to share this. And, that's all the time we have right now for this edition of the Strang Report podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for another episode. Until then, I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you. I'm back in the studio, and I wanted to share something very exciting. It's called Charisma Plus. And it is our new platform. It's an app, and it just became available this week at the App Store for Apple. Sometimes they call it iTunes, and also Google Play for Android, which is what I have. And this is a platform that has spirit-led videos, podcast shows, Charisma Audio Magazine, audio books, and much more. As we develop it, we will have live streaming. We will have movies, documentaries, lots and lots of material to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. And also, it's going to be a platform. This is our future. And this is the very first time I've talked about it, because until it was approved in the two stores, we couldn't really start talking about it. But you can go and download it free. And we have very few downloads so far, and it's free to begin with. Eventually, it will be by subscription, although there will be a free aspect. You'll be able to get really everything we do here at Charisma Media, including our websites, our news, everything. And, you know, it's a way that we can go around the printing press. We can go around the big, you know, tech companies. We can go directly to the consumer, to the reader, to the Christian who wants to experience more of the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll also say that if you could go to my website, which is called stevestrangbooks.com, you can get all of the books I've done. You can subscribe to Charisma Magazine. It's just an easy and quick way to do it. Of course, there's other ways, including charismamedia.com, or you can go to the individual websites like charismamag.com, etc. It's our way to minister to you, to connect with you, to give you information, content, teaching, inspiration to experience the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're all about at Charisma Media. It's called Charisma Plus. Just type in Charisma Plus and it pops right up. I downloaded it very, very easily and you can too. And when you share this with friends, you will be on the ground floor. And when you see it, send us your thoughts at info@charismamedia.com. We want to hear from you. And in the upcoming days, I'll be sharing more about it. But now that I just found out, you know, they approved it after only a couple of days. We thought it would take several weeks or maybe even a couple of months. So this is exciting that the Lord has now opened this door. And I think that you will like Charisma Plus.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.